All right, you can stand for the gospel reading. When the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the angels with Him, then He will sit on the throne of His glory. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And He will put the sheep at His right hand and the goats at His left. Then the King will say to those at His right hand, "Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?" And the King will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these, who are members of my family, you did it to me." Then he will say to those on his left hand, "You that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me." Then they also will answer, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not take care of you?" Then he will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to the least of one of these, you did not do it to me." And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. The Gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So just three quick points. We are free to serve. We are bound to serve. We are saved to serve. We are free to serve. This passage that I just read, that gospel passage, I mean, they're all taken from the gospel of the New Testament today, but this particular passage is about Jesus. That's who it's about. In the story, in the life of the gospels, all the gospels are about who is this Jesus person. And this person, it turns out, is the King, is the Judge, and is the Shepherd. And the shepherd gathers everyone, that's what the text says, and is ready to say, here's who's in and who's out. Now, if you're here today, you're in. So I'm not trying to guilt you into anything, but I'm just saying, part of what this text says is, if you know Jesus, if you follow Jesus, if you have faith in Jesus, you're free. You're free to serve. And service looks like, Jesus says, the things that he mentions in there. I was what? Hungry. I was naked. I was thirsty. I was sick. Nice. There's six, I think, but you know what they are. We know what it means to serve. And so Jesus says partly in this thing, I know who you are. I know you know how to love. This is a reminder. Because when you go to these places, this is the second part. We are bound to serve. We're free to serve in the various ways. And that's going to be different for everyone. But we're bound to serve our neighbor. That's where love happens, with our neighbor. Now, our neighbor can be our child or grandchild or parent or grandparent or uncle or aunt, or that can be extended to, Beth had an accident out here yesterday. She was rear-ended, fortunately was not hurt too badly. And that was a neighbor and a neighbor colliding in the street. I ran out because I happened to be here and I saw them. And it was just a time for me, because I'm pretty good at being not anxious during trauma, to be not anxious during that time, both for my bride and for, I can't remember her name, doesn't matter what her name is, but the person who hit her and her son. Everyone was a little shaken up. That's going to happen in an accident. That is who our neighbor is. Or the person with the sign. That's our neighbor. Or our enemy, that's our neighbor. When we serve our neighbor, when we try and love our neighbor, we're bound to them. And that can be incredibly powerful. It can be incredibly powerful when you clothe somebody and feed somebody because it changes their life. Or when we go to the prison, at least the folks in our church here who have given it a shot with me, they're changed when they come back. They know it's good to be a presence, an outside presence on the inside. But they get so much because they feel so welcome when they come. We're bound when we serve. We are free to serve. We are bound to serve. It's almost like when we serve the least of these, we're guilty by association. That's what they said of Jesus. You're a tax collector guy. You like those sinners. You like those people. And that's part of service, is being bound. We are free, we are bound. And we are saved to serve. There's nothing we have to do to receive the grace of God. That's a free gift. So we're saved. We're in. It's good. So we can serve with that freedom and knowing who to serve to. Because Jesus did it and reminded us about what it means to love. You're saved. Serving doesn't save us. Faith in Jesus does. This is what I found from one person. For God, this is personal. That's what this author says. God wants to give you life. True, deep, authentic human life. God wants to save us by touching our hearts with love. By persuading us to care and see other human beings who need us. That is God's favorite project. To teach you and me the fundamental lesson, the secret, the truth, that to love is to live. We are free to love. We are bound to serve. And we are saved by Jesus, who shows us the way.